lays out what I think every agency should be able to do currently. That is, each agency should be able to articulate what programs do we do as an agency, what you're trying to accomplish with that program, what the cost of that program is, who receives the benefits of that program, and the number of staff, whether it be contractor staff or whether that be actual federal employee staff. So just a listing out, I think just about every business in America can go through and say, okay, here's the department, and here are all the programs in the department, and here's how much it costs for each one, and here's how we measure its effectiveness. So it puts all this together. We've never put all those things together. I think the agencies do this, but we've never tried to accomplish it together. It's very difficult to define duplication if you can't define what we really do and what happens one agency to the next. So while this agency may say, we don't have any duplication, they may do several things that are very similar to another agency. We just don't know, and they can't know.
But isn't a lot of this information already in the legislation that and the authorizations that pass each year?
Sure. And some of those things come out. But the agencies, if you go to them now, typically cannot tell you all a list of all their programs, how much each section costs, how much staff is dedicated to it, and what the metrics are of those programs. It's trying to pull those things all together in a way that can be used by anyone, any outside watchdog group, any section of Congress, the legislative branch, OMB, to be able to pull those together and be able to look at it. Right now, if someone called my office as a member of Congress and said, I want to know how many programs we have for X, whether it be job training or veterans programs or whatever it may be, it's very difficult to find all of them. And there's no clear way to be able to locate those. So we're trying to pull all those together into one easy-to-use format that we can then lay them side by side.
So if this is something that agencies really already have at their fingertips, it does bring the question to bear, why isn't this already done? It must require something new of the agencies, or else they would already have been doing it.
Well, some of the agencies say, we really can't pull that. We can't articulate what our programs are. Some can. Department of Education is a prime example. They can clearly articulate all of their programs, the cost, the metrics, how they evaluate those things. And they have those things laid out. Other agencies don't have it pulled together. So they may have it in a subgroup within the agency, but we don't know as an agency. And so we're asking them to be able to gather all of those pieces together that they have of information, and so we can lay it down side by side and be able to look at it.
Kind of makes you wonder how cabinet secretaries, when they take this job as someone coming in new, or the deputy secretaries for management, can get a handle on anything.
It does, actually. And it's one of those things, I think, it's a common sense piece. It's I jokingly say to some of the members of Republican and Democrat, this is something a Republican will do when a Democrat's in the White House. This is something a Democrat will do when a Republican's in the White House. This should not be a controversial bill. This is just getting information and transparency, and so we can get it into a usable format that everyone can look at, whether it's OMB or Congress or an outside watchdog group or another agency. It should not be rocket science to be able to look across at another agency and say, they already do something similar to this. Maybe we should ask them a question about how they do it. We have a similar function. It's not unusual for Congress or the president at any point to say, we have an emphasis on, let's say, veterans jobs programs. So everybody, let's do a veterans jobs program. So every agency gets busy to try to figure out how they can help help the president accomplish that. And then, so help me, 5 years down the road, we have lots of duplication and we have no coordination. We need to find a way to be able to pull those things together.
We're speaking with Representative James Lankford of Oklahoma, and you do actually have Democratic support for this bill already, right?
We do. We do. And as I mentioned before, this should not be something that's controversial, only it's just pure gathering of information.
So it's passed the House Oversight Committee. Any plans for it to come up to the floor anytime soon?
There is, actually. We're working through trying to get floor time on it. Obviously, this is the appropriation season coming through. And so we're trying to find a moment to be able to bring it up. And I hope to bring it up on suspension in the days to come, because it should not be a difficult bill to pull through.
Now, you have another bill going that would require the Congressional Research Service to get a task. Tell us about that one.
It does. It's actually trying to create, as we have a CBO score on cost on things right now, everyone wants to know what's it going to cost, what CBO scoring this. We don't have a duplication score. So in other words, if someone brings up a new idea and someone says, let's do a new program for green energy related to this. Everyone may rally around and say, that's a great idea, until we actually check it and say, we have three programs just like that already. We have no way to really verify a scoring. Is this duplicating something that already exists? So this allows CRS to be able to engage in the final stage of before it's voted by Congress to say, does this duplicate a currently existing program, to help answer that question. Because part of the problem, we talk about duplication, and congressmen will rail against duplication in government. But quite frankly, Congress is one of the groups that actually creates this duplication, because it may be politically expedient to say, I'm going to pass some bill to create some new program. Well, that program already exists. It just exists in another agency in another form, but it accomplishes the same purpose.
So it seems like information from the Taxpayers' Right to Know Act could head off some of these suggestions in the first place.
That's exactly right. What our hope is to try to get at both sides of the duplication, both to identify the duplication that already exists, and then to find a way to keep the duplication from starting again. If we have currently existing programs that are accomplishing a good purpose, let's feed those. Let's make those better, rather than starting up something in a whole different agency that's now going to compete.
So with these two bills, you're asking Congress to think twice before they mandate new programs and asking agencies to do an inventory of the programs they already have. When you're looking at duplication, what is the root cause of it? Is it Congress being too eager to create new programs without checking? Is it agencies seeing a need that they can fill but not knowing that another agency is doing it? Where is it coming from?
Well, it comes from every direction, I think, as anyone involved with federal government knows. Congress is obviously a major player in that they get into an election year and they say, gosh, it looks good if we pass a bill related to this. Not tracking that 3 years ago, someone had the exact same idea and they passed a bill. It just came through a different committee, and so it landed in a different agency. It's the same thing with the executive branch, with OMB. There'll be a directive come down from OMB to all the agencies to say, everyone look at, I mentioned green energy before, we're going to try to find ways to help with efficiencies in green energy. And so now we have green job training programs and vocational training. We have efficiency programs. We have all these different elements. Well, after a couple of years, they start to kind of merge, and they go into other areas. And now they look very, very similar. We've got to find a way to be able to retroactively go back and look at those and say, okay, they may have accomplished a purpose 5 years ago, but now they're just trying to exist on their own and struggling because they match some other program in some other agency. So let's just find those. If we can find a way to be able to list those out, OMB can also go in and examine that and find the efficiency areas.
Now, GAO comes out with a big report every year, as it's required to do, listing duplicative programs. When is Congress going to get after that list that we already know about?
You know what's interesting about that? OMB has already started on that list, and they've started working their way through process. One of the things that happened when they released that list, there were 81 different areas of overlap they identified last year. Many of those, the different agencies started addressing immediately, saying, okay, we agree, we need to find those. But this year, there were 51 new areas found as well. And so each one of those has to be attacked. The problem is, once you identify an area of duplication, now it becomes a turf battle. Who gets to own it? There are three different agencies that all have the same function. Who gets to determine? Is that Congress that pulls that together? Is that oversight? Are the agencies work together on it? Is that OMB that actually coordinates that? That's the next step of it, and that's what we're trying to work through.